Talk Back, Jackson Sports, on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Yes, I know. We do the Knutson's Outdoor segment every Friday, but, you know, this is kind of like our Friday today because, well, I'm not going to be here Friday, so we're doing it today. And we have basketball on Friday, too, so we wouldn't be here anyway. So we head out to Wamplers Lake Road to your outdoor convenience store in Knutson's, and we're checking in with Tom. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
We're doing good, Mark. How are you doing today?
I am doing outstanding. Thank you. But we got quite a few things to talk about today. I know deer season, again, another day. I almost cracked three with my truck on the way in. But, yeah, the deer are still running, and deer season is still in full swing.
Well, yeah, there's still a lot of activity going on the deer side of it. They have, you know, they have what they call a second rut, which probably is starting right about now, so they're the does are getting pushed a little bit. It's a little quieter in the woods than what it was, you know, a week ago. So definitely you still got to be on the watch out for deer. Deer are coming in, but, you know, they definitely slow down after that first weekend.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's like the big push, and you got a lot of people out there and some people who don't know what they're doing out in the woods, too. But, yeah, once you kind of get that first push done and out of the way, you kind of have those who are a little more serious about it getting back out there.
Well, and you'll have this weekend will be the big, you know, the last big push. Usually, you know, they classify this weekend as the push weekend because families will get together and know, hey, let's go out and work off some of this turkey and we'll go for a deer push. And, you know, they'll walk the swamps and somebody will sit on the, you know, on the back end of them to, you know, get the deer that come flushing out, that type of thing. But definitely you're looking at, you know, after this weekend for sure, you're going to see a big drop-off in the number of hunters.
Okay. Now let's talk about, well, before we talk about goose season, are you still finding people coming into the store and looking for the supplies and whatnot that they need for this point of the deer season?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, ammunition, we did get some 450 in, so we are sitting pretty good on 450 at the moment. So that's a nice little ending. We'll have some of that for Christmas, being that we got quite a bit of it in. That'll get us a little bit of a, for those that are looking for 450 Bushmaster, we have a little bit of that at the moment. Okay. As far as, you know, scents and all the other type of stuff, yeah, we're fully loaded, and those are going to be great things that, you know, that, you know, people will use now going forward, you know, great stocking stuffers and those type of things for Christmas.
Nice. Where are we with goose season right now?
Well, we got a couple more weeks left of waterfowl season. So those, as it's getting colder, we've had some pretty good temperatures. And looking to the north, you know, those temperatures are really good up there, which means the water's freezing, you know, north of us, and which means it's pushing down birds. And so I'm going to guess within the next couple of weeks we're going to have some really good duck hunting, waterfowl hunting as far as that goes, and definitely we're going to have some better access because a lot of the fields are picked, so at least the birds will have some place to eat. So be fun to watch. I can kind of notice quite a few divers floating around in some of the local lakes here the last couple of days, and I've heard that the Trolls Farm out there in the Watkins State Game Area or State Recreation Area is loaded with waterfowl right now. Okay.
So what I see a lot of, buffalo heads and I see a lot of mallards. Is there anything else people are looking for?
You'll see redheads and bluebills showing up now. And if you go out to Trolls, I'm sure you'll see there's always a this time of year, always a big batch of canvasbacks that will sit around out there in the middle. They're hard to notice, you know, from shore. You have to get a good pair of glasses, but there's definitely a lot of those. The canvasbacks will show up and sit on walk-ins out there, Trolls, which is you know, that's fun. That's a Knutson tradition. This weekend we will make at least one trip through Trolls. I've been doing that you know ever since I've been a little kid, and I've continued it with my family. I know my son does it quite regular, so we'll take a tour through there sometime over the weekend for sure.
Nice. That sounds like a lot of fun. I love those family type traditions too. That just keep going.
Yeah, that's one of the big ones for us. It's we're kind of split over. You know, we're glad that property's in good hands, but you know, we kind of liked it the way it was. Most waterfowlers would have really liked it the way it was as a true refuge. And it gets a little frustrating at times to see some of how it's not being used the way it should be. But it is what it is.
Yeah. Now, I know we had mentioned earlier, you know, last week when we spoke, I asked you if the Knudsen's household was traditionally a turkey household, or do you have some of the things that you've harvested over the season? So it's a turkey household, but have you ever in the past had like a goose or any things that you've been able to get from your hunts?
Not usually on that one. Not at all. You just brought up if we were having some friends over on Friday, Saturday, and you just reminded me that I need to pull out a package of sandhill crane.
Okay, there you go.
I forgot about that. That needs to be done. But never on Thanksgiving. We're traditional, regular, on Thanksgiving. But like I say, when it comes to some Christmas parties or events, where we will bring out some of the game and eat it at that point.
Well, I'm glad I could help you with your entertaining needs, Tom. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Forgot about that.
All right. And ice fishing. You mentioned ice happening a little bit further north, making its way down. So I take it if you want to go ice fishing right now, you're going to have to hop in your truck or your vehicle and travel a little bit.
You're going to have to travel at least 12 to 15 hours to find ice. But you can, if you want to, you can hop in a vehicle and within the continental United States, if you go into northern Minnesota and North Dakota, you'll find some ice fishing available up there. There are 3 to 4 inches I'm hearing in some of those lakes up there. So it's not going to be long before they're full force. And it's, it is early. It's fairly early. Compared to most years. So if we can get ice on here by Christmas, man, we'll be really happy.
Yeah. Well, the water's cold. I mean, we've had some below freezing temperatures for the last week.
We were in the teens the other night. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a good thing. Barring any major warm rains, we should be in fairly good shape.
Awesome. All right. So I understand coming up at the first part of December, Knudsen's has their pre-Christmas sale going on.
We do.
Yeah, you got some great. I was just reading the script, and I can't believe you still have kayaks available. That would be a great Christmas gift.
Not that we still have kayaks available. I just went and got a load.
Oh, okay.
For the first time in 2 years, I have kayaks.
Wow, okay.
So we're kind of excited about that to bring those out for the sale. Those will be 10% off, obviously, because we can't get our hands on many of them, but we did. We get about 35 of them. In our hands that we will have out. So if anybody who's been looking for them all summer long and couldn't find them and, thinking maybe that'd be a great Christmas present, definitely come in on December 3rd and you'll see kayaks for sale here at the store. So we'll have a fairly good selection.
I love fishing in my kayak. I love it. And you have an opportunity really to get into some places because there's quite a few lakes around here that are no-wake lakes that have great fish in them. You're able to get to some locations that you otherwise can't get to. I love fishing
in my kayak. You're exactly right. Yeah, exactly. And, it's relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're okay to be able to cast while you're sitting, there's a lot of fun to be had in kayaks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So anything else of note that would be great Christmas items that are going to be on special?
Well, based on the weather, we're going to have a lot of ice fishing equipment.
Uh-huh.
Definitely going to be setting good on that. Tackle boxes. Like I say, when we do a sale, it's basically everything in the store that's going to be on sale. There'll be a few things, obviously ammunition, things like that aren't on sale. But for the most part, there's a high percentage of the store that's on sale. So it's a great time to come out and get those Christmas gifts, for everybody. And that sale starts on December 3rd.
Few things on this planet are better than a Knudsen's sale. So head on out there to Wampler's Lake Road, your outdoor convenience store. So, Tom, as always, we appreciate the visit. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
The same to you guys. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. We'll talk to you next week. This is Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.